This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thank you for listening to Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, we're going to discuss the Cousin Virgil episode. This was aired on April 30th, 1962, was written by Philip Shunkin and Johnny Green, and directed by Bob Sweeney. I'm going to talk a little bit about a couple of the characters in this episode, but let's first talk a little bit about the episode, which opens up with, I love these few times that it does this on the Andy Griffith Show, but Andy walks in the courthouse and Barney's sleeping. So he walks in this time and Barney's asleep in the back on his cot. And this time his head is away from the door. Notice that sometimes when Barney's sleeping, his head's closer to the door, the little doorway back to that back area. But anyway, Andy goes back there and he sees Barney's napping, so he puts his arm underneath the blanket. Then he takes the blanket and covers Barney's head. And then he takes the blanket at the head side and the foot side and puts it underneath his cot. And so then he goes back out and he slams the door and yells for Barney. And you see a funny scene of Barney. He's stuck under the blanket and kicking himself out. And then the dialogue after that is just as funny, where they're talking about how busy Barney is and Andy just pretending that he is and, you know, just smiling the whole time. So it's funny. Again, I love these times where Andy comes in and catches Barney either on the phone or sleeping and, you know, plays with him. And, you know, again, the thing you have to remember about the episode as well is, you know, how many supervisors would come in and catch somebody sleeping on the job and actually not get mad at them. So, again, it just shows you the good nature of Andy, and I think that's something you just have to keep in mind, and it's always reinforced on the Andy Griffith Show. Well, Barney starts hinting that he could use some help around here, which Andy finds it hard to believe, and basically he's just trying to set Andy up for his cousin Virgil, who's coming to town. So they talk about it, and Andy sort of remembers him being a little bit clumsy. The next scene shows Barney and Andy on the corner in front of Franklin Pharmacy, waiting on a bus from Macon for cousin Virgil. And only one lady gets off the bus at this time, and cousin Virgil's not actually on the bus. And so they're a little concerned about where cousin Virgil is. And by the way, it's Miss Grantham that gets off the bus. And so they talk to the bus driver. Now, look closely at the bus driver. Do you recognize him? That's Rance Howard. That's Ron and Clint Howard's father. Now, I'm going to talk about Rance Howard a little bit later. He's got a long and storied career in movies and television, and I'm only going to talk about some of them because I could keep this podcast could go on forever talking about all that he's done. But anyway, that is Ron Howard's dad. And by the way, there. Some people have said that the relationship that Andy and Opie have on the Andy Griffith Show was modeled after Ron Howard and his father Rance Howard's relationship. If that is, that's really a testament to the Howard family, who many of them were involved in some projects altogether. And we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. So they Andy and Barney get in the squad car and go looking for cousin Virgil, and they find him walking along a dirt road. And who you see here is Michael J. Pollard, who plays Virgil. Now, the most famous role that I've seen Michael J. Pollard in is when he played C.W. Moss in Bonnie and Clyde in the 1967 movie with Warren Beatty. I love that movie. And, this is the same character. And Pollard, again, has a lot of movie and television roles that he played all as well. So, you know, this has seen him in his early days. But anyway, they bring Virgil back. They talk with him, ask him how he missed the bus. And it turns out that he bought a postcard that he walked about a half a mile to mail to Andy and Barney. And, you know, and Andy's like, well, why didn't you just bring it with you? The postcard won't be here for a day and a half. And it never crossed Virgil's mind to bring the postcard with him. And that sort of foreshadows the kind of person Virgil is that you're going to see in this episode. So the next that later on that evening, Virgil and Barney come over to Andy's house for dinner, and both are wearing salt and pepper suits and similar hats, and so it's cute when they walk in the door with their bow ties on. And then Andy goes over to help Aunt Bee set the table, and Barney gets Virgil all ready to do a card trick. And so Virgil does a card trick, and after he does the card trick, he he drops the cards on the floor and gives away how the card trick's done. And I'm going to hold back there because we're going to have the trivia question related to the card trick. So after they finish dinner, and dinner is just a fiasco because Virgil knocks the meat into Andy's lap, he just makes a mess of dinner. And then Virgil goes outside to get the squad car, and he puts it in reverse and floors it for some reason and rams into Andy's garage and destroys it. The next day, they go to the courthouse, and Barney figures, well, I can give Virgil something easy to do so he can't hurt anything. So he has him sweep the courthouse, and lo and behold, he breaks the bookcase. Same bookcase that Barney breaks with the slingshot. You may remember in another episode, but Virgil breaks the glass there. Andy comes in, sees it messed up, and wonders what's going on. He tells Barney, you know, you better find him somewhere else to go and keep him away from the house, the courthouse. But Virgil polished some keys to get that's used to a jail cell that Otis is in. Now, Otis, is, of course, had a snootful, but the alarm goes off, and he's ready to go because he's got a job interview. So Virgil brings out the keys, and they look really, really nice, and Barney puts them in the door, and he can't get it to open, and Andy comes over and says, no wonder. He says he's polished them so well that they don't work anymore. So again, Virgil has just, created another fiasco, made another mess, and so Andy's trying to figure out a way to get Otis out of there, and Barney's goes running out saying he's going to get Otis out of there. And so while this is happening, Andy's looking in the desk drawer trying to find some tools, and Opie comes in. He's holding a little cowboy figurine. He sets it on the desk, and while Andy's only halfway paying attention to him, Opie mentions that Virgil carved this little figurine, and that really grabs Andy's attention. Now, here's the thing that I like about the way Andy Griffith is depicted. Despite all the calamity that Cousin Virgil has caused Andy's home in the courthouse, Andy is still caring enough to see that there is something that Virgil can do and do well. Despite all the, how many of us could put aside all the things that Virgil had done to our house and where we work to look at something like this? So Andy has a little talk with Virgil, and he finds out that Virgil's just lacking in confidence and that he can really do some things. So Andy takes a chance on Virgil and has him tell him to get Otis out of the jail cell without telling him how to do it, and Andy tells Otis to turn his back and not watch him, and Andy walks out of the room. When they come back, lo and behold, Cousin Virgil has the door off the cell, and Otis is able to go out to his job interview. In the meantime, though, Barney takes on the Cousin Virgil role. He goes and takes a rope and ladder and ties the rope to the bars of the jail cell, then ties the other end of the rope to the back of the squad car and takes off to yank the bars out. And lo and behold, yanks a good portion of the wall out. So he's the one that actually messes up this time, tears down part of the cell wall. So again, ends on a little bit of a funny note. But anyway, in the very end of this episode, we see Barney, Andy, and Virgil all putting Virgil back on the bus, and Barney talking about how amazing it is that he and Virgil from the same family, and Barney so different. Then Barney almost steps in front of a car. So again, another cute episode, but again, the caring of Andy Griffith comes through, and even Barney in this episode, because Barney keeps wanting to give Cousin Virgil chances even after he's messing up. So again they care about each other. All right, so the trivia question. Well, before we get to the trivia question, I told you I was going to talk a little bit about Rance Howard. Well, again, I could talk a lot about Rance Howard. Again, now Rance Howard's Ron and Clint Howard's father, and Leon is played by Clint on many of the Andy Griffith Show episodes. He's the one that comes up with the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Well, Rance Howard is played in a bunch of television and shows and movies, and sometimes he plays in movies that's directed by his son Ron. We haven't discussed this one yet. This is a color episode, but you remember the Andy Griffith Show, the ball game, where Andy's the umpire for one of Opie's games? Well, that was actually based on Rance Howard, who was really umpiring a sort of a fun, informal softball game for Ronnie. And we're told that Ron Howard to this day says that his father Rance called him out and it was the wrong call. by the way, Rance gets a story credit for that episode too. But there's many other things that the Howard family have been in, but I'm going to stick with Rance here. He did work with his son Clint on a show I remember watching when I was growing up. Rance Howard played Henry Broomhauer, who was the Wedlow family friend on the Clint Howard series Gentle Ben. You may remember that. It went from 1967 to 1969. And again, I could go on and on and on about the number of movies or television shows or television movies that Rance Howard's been in, so I'm just going to highlight a few more. In 1983, Rance Howard portrayed Doc Wilson in the miniseries The Thornbirds. In 1986, you remember the Return to Mayberry movie that was made? Well, Rance Howard was the one that played the minister who wed Barney and Thelma Lou. Also, Rance Howard appeared on the sitcoms Coach and Seinfeld. One of my favorite movies, Cool Hand Luke, in 1967 with Paul Newman. Rance Howard was in that. Rance Howard was in Chinatown in 1974 with Jack Nicholson and Grand Auto Theft, which was starred and directed by Ron Howard in 1977. And Rance Howard even served as an associate producer, and he appeared as Ned Slinker. You remember the movie Splash about the mermaid, directed by Ron Howard. Rance appeared as Mr. Cullough. And also in the movie Gung Ho, again directed by Ron Howard, 1986, Rance appears as a detective. And again, on and on and on, I could keep going. The Howard family is sort of taking care of each other, and Rance has had a long career in the movies and television as well. Now let's get to the trivia question. The trivia question is, Cousin Virgil did a card trick, and what I want to know is, what one card did Virgil's deck of cards only have? He had a deck, we'll assume, of 52 cards, but all of the cards are the same. What one card was in that deck? If you think you know the answer to that, please email me at burke@mayberry.com. That's burke@mayberry.com. Or you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com, and there you'll find the answer beside the episode, which again is entitled Cousin Virgil. In parentheses, you'll see the answer to this episode's trivia questions. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me at burke@mayberry.com. And as they say in Mayberry, and I like to say to you, thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry, and my best to you and yours.